Sanhedrin, Perek Zion, Mishnah Zion. This Mishnah will deal with the activity called Molech that we described at the beginning of the Elohim and Eskalon, of those items that are for which a person is liable skila, stoning. And this activity of Molech involved really two activities. A person would take their son and give the son over to the Kohanim, the priests of this thing called Molech, and then the priests, according to the Rambam, would hand the son back to the father, and then the father would pass the son through some fire, and that activity was called Molech. Hanosin mizar lamolech, a person who gives his son over to Molech, eno chayav ad sheyimser lamolech v'yavar bo'esh. He is not liable until he's given it over to the Molech, to the Kohanim, to the priests of Molech, v'yavar bo'esh. And then he also afterwards, after it's given back to him, the way the Rambam learns at least, he then passes the child through the fire. Moser lamolech v'yavar bo'esh, if he gives it, the child over to Molech, to the Kohanim, to the priests, but he does not pass it through the fire. Hever bo'esh lo moser lamolech, or if he passes the child through the fire, but does not give him over to the priests, Eino chayav, he's not chayav. Ad shimasel lamolech v'yavar bo'esh, until he does both activities of giving over to the priests and passing the child through the fire. Baal ov, we described before, among the activities that a person is chayav skila, is a witchcraft called ov, baal ov. And we say that's zep pisam hamendaber mishechyo. That is a pisam, somebody who tells the future through by speaking through his under his armpit. And actually what he would do is he would take the skull of a dead human and he placed it underneath his armpit and it would begin to speak and to tell the future. The other activity was called Yidoni. And Yidoni, Zehamedaber Befiv, that's somebody who speaks through his mouth. Now, what that means is that he takes a bone of a certain animal called Yodua, and he places that bone into his mouth, and it begins to speak on its own. That's the witchcraft that's being described there. Elu b'skila, if a person does any of these activities, he is liable to death by stoning. Vanishal bohem, however, somebody who inquires of them, he asks for the future prediction from somebody who's going to utilize these activities, he's ba'azhara, he is not liable to death penalty. He, however, violates a negative prohibition in the Torah called altifnu ela ovos vela yedonim. You should not turn towards those who practice Ov and those who practice Yidoni.